Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. And from 8 o'clock, it is going to be Men's Dialogue. So I'm here with you till 9. It's 6 to 9. We trust that we'll have just a good company together. And the Father just take care of us and guide us through. And it is an honor and a privilege to take over from Johan Elson. And I say thank you so much, Johan. Thank you so much for the courage. Thank you so much for the goodwill. And thank you so much for respecting everybody. Thank you. And may the Father give even unto you 100 measures of everything that you give, everything that you need, in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, the Christ himself. Amen. All right, and I will be talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and Baruch Yah. Of course, I trust that others are back on from holiday and tasks and all those kinds of things, and everything is just going well. Okay, there's this girl I know from KZN, and I've worked with on some projects, and this is one of them. It's a beautiful rendition. Do you remember Nqobile Sibeko? The humble beginnings, and how she had gone through some of the illnesses you can never imagine, man. Listen to her.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Nqobile Sibeko there. Stay with me, the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Making me to remember those days. I remember when we were doing a ladies' retreat, and I was with her, and we had just done this work. It's just amazing. She is a superstar. Anyway, let me welcome our guests. Let me start with Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's already online. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you very much. I would also like to greet your family. Greet Brother Baruch Yah. Greet our beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. In the glorious name of our Lord, Yahusha HaMashiach.
I trust you well.
It is a blessed day again. Yes, I am. Yeah. I am well.
That's thank good. You. That's good. That's good to hear.
Thank
that's
you.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
And we
very
also
well.
Have and we also have Baruch Yah on the line. Hey, Mayach, hey.
Hey, Shalom Rabbah, Mayach, Shalom Rabbah to your family, Shalom Rabbah to the family of Radio Pulpit, Shalom Rabbah to Professor Buyiso Ndezi and her family. I trust and I hope you are all well. It is in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach. And also, I would like to also apologize for last week.
What happened? No, you're talking about last week. I'm trying to remember what happened. What happened?
Maybe listen, and then something remember the voice note.
Yeah. Yes. Now, Wabana. Wa bona batho ba bana leng bana ne he dikolo ditswalla diary ya bona ya tlhakatlhakana because tshwantse you must take your kid to the vacation, you are driving throughout and all stuff. I understand, I'm a parent, man. You know, I got three adopted sons, Okay, now they won't agree, you know, because they are married. But I understand that when it comes to times like this, people would be actually saying, I must take the kid somewhere and stuff. And some people went to KZN. One of them is on the show even now. He went to KZN. Jay, how do you call it Katswala? KZN. Net he called my angas or bum programile good DNA akila palugune KZN vacation. KZN. Hey. I'm telling you, even in my home, I was alone, I think, for 7 days.
Yeah,
they came back this last weekend. They went for a visit. My wife was on duty. And then the kids went on to take a vacation, and there is a relative we have there. You know, my sister Tuli is there with her husband. So they were having a good time. So KZN is the place to be. But hey,
yeah.
There are some people who drive through. Uzobatumuntu itairli tuhugile, hey, matota. Uche check KZN. I'm telling you. You must ask Professor Buison this. She knows what I'm talking about. We know people like that.
Yeah, we've heard of them.
Big time, big time. I can even prove it on my screenshots. Tires that are bursting. Broad daylight. In the morning, 4 o'clock. People love to go to the KZN.
But we bless their lives that they
yes,
are alive.
Man. Yes, yes. And our condolences to the one who lost her life, her family and relatives, you know. And take it easy. Take it easy. The weather patterns, especially if it is the changing of seasons, they can really do things. There was a time here in Pretoria, I think it's 2017 or 2016, I can't remember very well. It snowed here in Pretoria. Wow. And people were dancing in the snow in Esteres, Mamelodi, everywhere, Silverton, everywhere. So weather patterns are unpredictable sometimes. Anyway, we are talking about self-denial, isn't it? We are touching on the issue of self-denial. And then this is between 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, I'll be having Men on Track. And we are launching the new program called Men's Dialogue. And so it is starting tonight. It's just going to be beautiful. It's issues that have to do with men. Because I believe, you know, that men need to talk and reflect on themselves. So it will be happening between 8 and 9, just after the current show. So don't be surprised when every Tuesday you have me up to 9 o'clock. It's okay. That's the routine. Now, the issue of self-denial has been something that in many cases, people basically do not know much with regards to it. Self-denial, what it is even all about. And this is when one is yielding, you know, is yielding to the Spirit of the Father instead of the whims of his own desires. And self-denial, you will see as to how it goes together with obedience. And self-denial also implies the restraining of appetites, the subduing of fleshly lusts, the renouncing of all things for the sake of Christ. The renunciation. I once spoke about the ministry of renunciations. The renunciation of all things for the sake of Christ. And that is what we are touching on today. Now, when the children of Israel were eager to come out of slavery, and when the children of Israel were facing defeats, when the children of Israel were experiencing misfortunes, and when curses had permeated their families, there's one thing that they would always revert to, and they would deny themselves of the ornaments. Listen to this. In Exodus 33, verses 6, so the children of Yasharal stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. To strip yourself of what is bringing honor to you, ornaments, what is bringing glory to you, what makes you glow, what makes you to be exceptional and to be praised by people, and what makes you great, one renounces that. They strip themselves of those things for the sake of being associated with Christ, or for assimilating into the pattern of the Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. And that in itself is one of those things that one looks into when they speak of self-denial. All right. Christ is talking to his disciples in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24. It says, then Yahushua said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I want to look at the correct translation of that. Does it say his cross? But I want him to deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What does it mean to deny yourself? It means to let go of everything that makes you exceptionally great. In South Africa, we have to really deny ourselves of some of the identities we have given ourselves, which make us to look better than others. Those who basically are honored behave as humble as they can. I mean, I have a friend, Professor Buyi Sondezi, and she is humble. I mean, if I can read the qualifications of this woman, who is also an apostle and a pastor, qualified, is also studying theology and very soon will be a graduate in theology. If I can read what she had studied, you will be shocked. And if you can get, and this is humility, and she has never come up and said to anyone who is denigrating her, and I'm not using her like Christ, you know, but anyone who is denigrating her, who has said to ban lobuyi in, I mean, I've heard many comments over a time that had been said, very denigrating. I mean, I would check on her after the show and say, hey, aren't you hurt? You know, utugu abantu ngabaz. And she would just, you know, yield to the Father. Parukia. The very fact that this is one of the busiest men. He's very busy. He's very busy. He's making up time. And today he apologizes for doing his work just because he wasn't with us. Yet he had every right not to be with us, under no obligation. I'm trying to show self-denial even amongst you as our brothers and sisters. Kukhona izinto, when you would look into those things, you would see this ministry of renunciation. Luke chapter 14, verse 26 and 27 says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his cross, come after me, cannot be my disciple. What does it mean
when this person is stripping themselves of all the rights that they have. I have a right towards my wife. I have a right towards my children. I have a right to work. I have the right towards life. But for the sake of Christ, in isiZulu, Paul says, "Ngizishayindiva," which means I consider them as nothing, null and void, for the sake of the higher calling. Now, the issue is not to unshumayeza. The issue is to actually check ourselves. How far are we with self-denial? As the body of believers, there are many things that come upon our way, and we are supposed to strip off those titles. Abo Mr., Abo Mrs., Abo Honorable, you know, Abo CEO, Abo Manager. We have to strip off those things at times because we are supposed to work. And how many times do we make others to look better than ourselves? And if anyone looks into the church, do they see Christ or do they see just people with qualifications and monies and clothes and living in suburbs and driving cars, writing books, speaking stories of their trips overseas? They haven't by time to America. Yo! Their trips overseas and everywhere. You know? I wonder if we know the essence of self-denial. You know that a parent understands this. Before you were a parent, Barukia, Mayaki, before you were a parent, you could buy chocolate and just chow it, eh? And be happy.
Hey, Fernando,
I know. I'm a bra. I know. As the hand cop died, I'm a bra. Hey, born a jay, deng tuede.
You think of them first before
I'm talking to you, Dad. It's not African. Yeah, jay, deng tuede, my bra.
Yeah.
Jay, deng tuede, or eh, exe. Hi. Didn't gassi those. Irgit and emphanak.
Yeah. No, that's what we do. Like, that's being a parent.
Daily. Parents are denying themselves the rights, you know,
yeah.
Daily. Yeah, I'm not saying children are not. But this ministry is one of the ministry that we need to be careful about. Because it humbles us and keeps us at a level that is acceptable before the Father. And we are able to serve when we are at that level. Not waiting for people to serve us. We serve first. Even when we see our rights before us, we consider other people's rights. And that is how it should be in South Africa, isn't it? It should be like that. The body of Christ should be doing exactly that. Not going about taking sides and swearing and being swayed to and fro by these politicians. No, looking at the word of the Father and saying, as believers, this is supposed to be our stance. You know? No, we won't do it. Let the people at Baptist do it. We won't do it. Tina said, how? Baptist, no, we won't do it. Let the people at assemblies do it. How? Ebana. It's just labels and labels and labels and labels, and everyone is now praising themselves and how their denominations are stronger and how in their denominations there's so much superpowers that you can get a job. What happened to self-denial? Come and see the goodness of the Elohim. Come and taste and see for yourself the goodness of the Elohim. Aye, now come and listen to our Papa. Our Papa can say things that are powerful. So we advertise ourselves, we praise ourselves. Sometimes I sit here in front of the screens, man, we would be talking something important and a pastor would send and say I must read his invitation to his event.
Well, I'm on air, a pastor. Many, many have done that. Is there a conscience? I don't think so. When a person basically does not abase themselves to an extent that they would go and say, okay, you must just forge and transgress the rules of Radio Pulpit and announce my event via WhatsApp. We can call auditors to come and audit the WhatsApp here. You will be shocked. It's pastors that are sending me those messages. Miracle work and all those things, and their posters and stuff and stuff. And they would be saying people must... When we are talking about something very important where they could bring in something and make an input that can save someone's life, people are just concerned about how a crusade will make money for them. Romans 8:13, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Self-denial is when we put to death the deeds of the flesh, the deeds of the body. Which brings us to death. Romans 15 verse 1. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Someone who is self-denying is someone who does not please themselves. They put up with the scruples of others. Galatians 5:24, and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. They've crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. These are now spirit-led. The flesh does not dictate them, because the flesh wants its own, man. It wants its own. And so the spirit wants what is the Elohim's. And today, are we like that now? Look, man, I've seen pastors forming political parties, raising funds and millions and stuff. I've seen pastors scheming to buy jets. They say, no, I need to fly around and preach. I've seen pastors wanting to get rich and they sell drugs. I've seen that. Money laundering. I've seen that. Mukavelo. I don't know if it's Mukavelo now. Mupito Runalentongo Barke Mukavelo. Seen that. Others have even gone to witch doctors. Witch doctors are writing on social media and they are naming names. I know of a guy who went to Uganda just to get rid of me. It's sad, man. The things that we see, the things that we do, and negating the ministry of self-denial, we are doing so much of an injustice to that which is the work of the Most High. When we come back, let's get to it.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much the mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout. And this is up to the hour 8. And then from 8 to 9, it's men's dialogue. And I'm talking to Professor Buyisondez and Parukia. Let me start with you, Mayaki. When we speak of a self-denial, what are we talking about, sir?
To the Mayaki. Self-denial is a concept that reflects a life of humility, as you have put it already. You've laid a good foundation. So it is, I can say, also submission to Abba Yahuwah's will and placing others above oneself.
Mm.
So we can also look at it as the key aspect of our belief or discipleship, emphasizing the need to turn away from selfish desires and to live according to Abba Yahuwah's purpose. So when you've raised so many scriptures, we could look at Matthew 16:24, where Yahusha speaks, the Messiah, the Anointed One, who says, like you said, okay, if anyone would desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So here, I would say Yahusha calls for his followers to deny themselves, which means it is to set aside our personal ambitions and interests, but to prioritize in following him. So that becomes the obedience that you also spoke about, right? To say now, me, I start to renounce whatever I believed in. We grew up incisions, you know. And all that. Now, you start to know, one starts to know the way of the truth. And in starting to know the way of the truth, which means now, we are going according to the will of the Supreme Most High, and now we are leaving all that is not of him, but we want to be obedient in following his statutes, his commandments, his laws, and going in obedience. So in what we're learning as well, so he calls, as he calls them to say, they must take up his cross, which means taking up the cross signifies willingness to endure the suffering and sacrifices, yes. You know, for the sake of the faith and belief. So now, we need to also understand that we are talking about Yahusha, who is the Messiah,
yes,
who came to lay his life for us, who allowed that he will come to die for us, so that through him we can be saved. So that is selflessness, because somebody could have said, no, I've got nothing to do with those people. I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm king, I'm fine, you know, all is good, I have everything around me, so why do I need them? What do I need them for? Why do I have to die for them? He sets up a path, he sets up a way, so that in the example, Rebona kaene, have you something selling for it? He's not a hypocrite, but he comes to lay an example to say, okay, if Kirikoena to hella secrete, it's because of Lina to Spuhei, Hagerezohella, Marnaka Suella.
Yes,
you know, so that is now what he. What he comes to show us. So Kiki Ome that I can say teaching us to follow him. So we follow him by means of to surrender one's life and our desires and ambition and to fully commit to Abba Yahuwah's purpose. So also we can look at when we look at Luke chapter 15, it speaks of the story of the sheep, that one sheep that has left the fold. Now, the shepherd leaves the 99. He goes to look for that one that is lost in order to bring it back to the fold. A selfish me could have said, I.E. one. You know, maybe what is say 99? So rather I lose one than 99. But with him, no. He makes a parable of somebody who goes to look, and And he's speaking about you and me. Mm. He's saying, in us, where we have missed the plot, where we have missed the mark, where we've been disobedient, rebellious, where we've walked in ways that are not pleasing, it means we have separated, we've moved away from the fold where we're supposed to be, but now we get to now do other things. But now, he still loves us to go to fetch us. He still is patient with us to allow us to come back. So with the Father, my uncle, as well, we notice something. Daily, the scripture speaks of us sinning, knowingly and unknowingly.
Mm.
Right? So, but he is patient with us, long-suffering. Because but he still allow us tomorrow we go back and do the same thing. We've spoken about this.
Mm.
But you can see, he's patient because he's willing to wait for us to change. And
yeah,
that is part of what we can call that it is selflessness, and it's you know, he sets a tone, he sets an example of saying, this is how I want you to be, to say, in this walk, if you can be like me, you know, where even Hamutu Ahweditem to Emma Swet or how Wanamutomo Atoka Ebe Uinela, you know, umufapili that privilege to say,
yes,
before Una and the Mediki Fayen, Akifay Nepili Mesi, Akifay Nepili Bijo before Keja.
Yes.
And this thing, we had practiced Hanan Perukol, it's just that Honano, this thing starts to lose them. It would be even Hagetanamo Bissing, or Hamnomutun Atanamo Bissing, Angra Kitizimo Fasikilwana.
Yeah.
I would stand up before I open his seat and see and notice, observe for Mutomutu Nakiyo. And then I will come, I will move, and they would occupy the seat. Or even more remain, you know?
Mm.
Now, but the children of today, it's a different ballgame. As parents, it shows that there is some teaching that we still need to instill into our children to teach them of this self-denial. As you, when we started the show, you made an example of buying a chocolate for it. Before Haki regular something, I'm thinking of my son for now. I must bring it to him as well.
Mm.
You know, or I don't eat at all. I say, hey, this is too little, Merishara for miracle, but rather I'll rather bring it for him instead of for now. And then now maybe I may not eat, or I may make other alternatives, you know. So that is now who and what Hamashiach wants us to be. So we restraining the appetite as well when it comes to also things like food. And I think we will, as we go along, we will start to unpack it. And hoping that our listeners will be able to get what we are unpacking.
Absolutely, absolutely. Shalom, Mayach. If you just joined us, we are talking about self-denial as to what it is even all about. And today, can we say without a doubt that we are on par with what the word of the Father is saying about self-denial? Or have we gone on to actually negate this or relegate this into, you know, those lower levels and saying, look, we are fine where we are. We are fine where we are. The messages we preach are the somehow, the discipleship that Baruch Yah is talking about, does it somewhat make many to actually say, yeah, you know, there are people who say, I won't go to church, I'm feeling cold. And the Father says, go, because there's someone I want you to minister to. There's someone you got to hug. There's someone you got to help. There's a pastor that you need to support. There's someone you have to pray for. I know when I would let him move. What the hot bottle ling? Hey, my dad.
And self-deny means renouncing those rights for the sake of Christ. Anything that is an ornament to you for the sake of Christ. I'm not saying you're just going about throwing things willy-nilly. I'm saying you are renouncing them so that Christ can do the will of the Father through your life. That's what I meant. And look into Deuteronomy 33 verses 9. Who says of his father and mother, I have not seen them? Nor did he acknowledge his brothers or know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant. Self-denial also means to observe your word, keep the covenant of the Most High. And Christ speaks about this. He says, whosoever comes to me and is not able to hate his father, his mother, his children, and all that. And this is explained, you know, is explained. If you look into Deuteronomy 33, verses 9, it says that. For the sake of the Father, you know, I know I have these. I know I have these privileges. I know I have these people in my life. But for the sake of Christ, I won't prioritize this time to be with them, because the Father wants me to be doing something else somewhere. Maybe he wants you to be in church, ministering and praying, interceding for an hour, 2 hours. Then you'll go back home and cuddle. Ah! I'm cuddling. It's cold. I'm cuddling. Hey.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi-App Store okanye kwi-Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Now, self-denial also means to restrain the appetites. Psalm 141 verses 5. Let the righteous strike me, it shall be kindness, and let him rebuke me, it shall be excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it, for still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Anything that seems to be pleasing me, but it's contrary to the will of the Father, and righteousness rebukes me or strikes me, I will consider that as an excellent oil. For the sake of Christ, that I be right with him, that I be right in the eyes of the Most High. Professor, what comes to mind?
Thank you, my brother, for the question. And the discussion is going more and more serious now. And I'm beginning to think that self-denial is something that we need to do on a daily basis, because it's asking us whether do we understand what does it mean to be in Christ. Because it's like we've grown to take these things as normal, and we don't have understood exactly what it means. And when we continually discuss about self-denial, we get to understand that if you are in him, there are things that you are not supposed to leave, there are things that you are not supposed to entertain, there are things that you are not supposed to live by. So there are ordinances that you are not supposed to obey, and there are those that you must obey. So to go back to where we started, we're speaking about an incident whereby one denies himself, where one restrains himself of some appetite, as you have said, and Brother Baruch has said that as well. And you spoke about renouncing everything for the sake of the Messiah. And I believe that's what we are struggling to do, because we still want to satisfy our own desires. And you quoted a scripture here in the book of Deuteronomy, which is the second last that you ended up with, where it says in Deuteronomy 33, verse 9, who says of his father and mother, I have not seen them, nor did he acknowledge his brothers or know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant. That's a very difficult utterance to speak. where you say, for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the one I love, for the sake of my God, I will even deny the father and the mother. I will deny my children. It means we are stripping ourselves off, as we are, we've seen that scripture in the book of Exodus 33, verse 6. We are stripping ourselves of things that identify us, stripping yourself of ornaments that make you look glamorous or that make you look belonging to a certain clan, to a certain group, that made you to have a certain status, and you choose to deny that or you reject that for the sake of Christ. It gets very, very serious when it gets into your own house, your family. If your family do not belong to the Messiah whom you worship, you are instructed by scripture that you have a right to deny them, you have a right to put them away. And it means self-denial is asking us about our priorities. Where are our priorities? Who is important in your life? What are things that you are willing to leave behind for the sake of Christ? Philippians 3 verse 7 and 8, we read the scripture earlier on as you started. It says, but what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed, I count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. So it says here, what things were of gain to me. So there are things that you know exactly you've been living by. You were using those things to identify yourself, to advance yourself, to be recognized. But at this point in time, because you are now in Christ, you serve the Most High, those things that were gained to you, those things that you were known by, those things that made you who you were at the time, you now count them lost for the sake of Christ. So when you get to Christ, there are not everything that you come up that you come along with need to be kept, because some of those things that you bring along are things that identify you with the past. But when we are here, we are expected to count all of those things lost for the sake of Christ. And it speaks of all things, particularly those whom we know they are not in line with the will of God. And it says, I counted all things for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ. So it means our knowledge will be tested by our action. Our understanding of where we are when we are in Christ will be tested by our action, our activities, our involvement. So if we continue to get involved in other activities that are not in line with the will of the Most High, we will be revealing that we have not left, we have not stripped ourselves off of some ornaments that we were using before. So for the sake of Christ, there are things that we count them lost, that we count them as rubbish, as the scripture says here, that I may gain Christ. Self-denial is about gaining the identity of Christ and in Christ by allowing those things to die off, which are things that are no longer needed where you are. So when I strip myself of these things, I then begin to pick up the cross. And you also read the scripture that speaks about he who wants to be with me, you need to be able to take up the cross and follow me. But I cannot take up the cross if I have not yet denied myself, Matthew 16:24. If I desire to come after the Lord, in other words, if I want to be a true disciple of Yahushua HaMashiach, I need to firstly deny myself. Not only denying myself, but there are actions and there are some steps that are needed to be seen from my side that I may reveal that I have denied myself. And the question will be, what are those steps? You take up his cross, take up your cross, and follow Christ. So if I take my cross following him, I am identifying with what he has done as well, because he denied himself and chose to come to this world that we may be saved. So when we do the work of discipleship, we do as he has done. He denied himself first, so it is also expected from us to deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow him. So when we follow him, we are identified with him. But the question that we will ask now, what are things that I need to leave? What are things that I need to let go of? These are the things that are fulfilling the desires of the flesh. And you also read in Romans 8:13 that if we still want to live by the flesh, we will die, and the Spirit of the Father is not in us. So he who wants to satisfy the desires of the flesh, that which the minds want and crave after, that person will be dead in him. But he who wants to live in him must deny himself of every desire of the flesh. And when we have taken up the cross following him, we need not to look back, because he says when we can put our hands on the plow and look back, we are not fit for the kingdom. So when you deny yourself, you must know that you have a one-way, you are on the freeway. This is not a two-way street that you can anytime turn. But you take a decision that I will put my hands in the plow, I will take this decision of discipleship and allow his word to transform me. As his word transforms me, I am changed, transformed on a daily basis. Whatever he says he doesn't want in my life, it automatically falls, and I leave those things, and I get to be in his will. And when I get to be in his will, I become more and more like him, because we can't be in Christ and we still have our own identity. But if we are in him, we look more like him, because we become the true disciples of the Most High. So this is what we're talking about today when we speak of self-denial. I no longer want to satisfy myself. I no longer satisfy what I used to satisfy in the past, but now I need to reflect him. What I was indulging in the past is no longer my food today, because I have been ushered into the new table, and this new table says there is no more food that you were eating yesterday or last year. So you have denied yourself to be a partaker of that particular table, but now you've been ushered into the new table of the Most High, and you can be reflecting who he is. And as you do that, you draw many to the Most High, and you become the true ambassador and the evangelist of our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. If you just tuned in, we are talking about self-denial as to what it is even all about. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What is self-denial? What is this ministry of renunciation? If we are practicing self-denial, what are those things that we should renounce? I know materialism is one of them. Man. Oh, worldliness, lusts. I know, the love for money. I know, these things are there. What are those things that you think, hey, they are really disturbing us? Unless we deny ourselves of those things, we can never truly stand firm in the call of bringing a change in this world that we live in. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Thank you so much, Marieki. Marieki, I see you've sent a link, man. I would love you to send me, you know, your direct response on the message. Don't quote anyone, but your direct response on the message. I would love that. It would be quite good to help the multitudes who are listening. Maggie, thank you so much there. Maggie says, good evening, Pastor Ray and Radio Pulpit family. Self-denial is when the word of God is hidden in the heart. Psalm 119, verses 11. You remember that verse? Thine word have I hidden into mine heart so that I may not sin against thee. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Thank you so much, Dima. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. What is self-denial even all about? You know, there are some people who basically do not even want to deny their superiority over others. But they are believers. It's
quite sad.
Pulapula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iapp yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV audio channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
We should be careful about our appetites, my achi. And if you look into Proverbs 23, verses 1 and 2, when you sit down to eat with a ruler, consider carefully what is before you and put a knife to your throat if you are given to appetites. There are many appetites that we need to deny ourselves of. Can you think of some, my achi?
There can be delicacies when you speak of appetite, maybe, but and the food is some sort of thanksgiving to, you know, their idols and all that, you know.
Mm.
And it can teach me that for a Patatwa to share those kind of meals, because then by me eating, it would mean that I celebrate with them.
Mm.
But by asking and say, ah, no, thank you so much, Kishap, I'm denying myself because I know that I cannot share those delicacies with them, for they are more idolatrous.
Mm.
You know, that's how I would put that.
I hear you.
Appetites. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, at times, and let me bring this also, it's just a short question. Let me bring also this to Professor Buyi. Just a short question. What are some of the appetites that you think of, Professor?
There are so many.
Mm.
Over and above what satisfies our stomachs, there are other appetites that satisfies our egos, that satisfies our flesh, sexual immorality.
Mm.
The pride of life, wanting to belong, the status that I need to acquire.
Mm.
So they range across. So it depends what the person wants at the time.
Yeah.
And I think asking this question means there is nobody who could say he's exempted, but we need to self-introspect and check what are these appetites. Maybe for other is the pride, for other is status, for other wants to be known. For others, it's sex, exactly, sexual desires.
Mm.
Others want to fit in, you know, there are so many.
Love for money, you know, frugalities. All these are appetites that are there. Yes, foods. Mm. Mayaki is talking also about foods that are also dedicated to spirits, but because one is a glutton, you know, know, they just go on and eat and say, "Kita di rapella, di taluka, di leka mumaling."
Yes, I was about to say that. Then we hide it behind prayer. No, God said we must receive it with thanksgiving, even if you know exactly.
You shall eat poison, and it shall not harm you.
Exactly, we use the scripture to do our obedience, our disobedience rather.
Yeah. One of those things. We're talking about this. Mayaki, let me bring this back to you again. Now, when we talk about this, it also means to subdue fleshly lusts. You know, Romans 8:13, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But by the Spirit, if you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you shall live." And then Romans 13, verses 14, "But put on the Elohim, Yahusha HaMashiach, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust." Self-denial is when one makes no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Mayaki?
Absolutely true. To the Mayaki, we have to remember the demands that the flesh has.
Yeah.
It leads us astray in so many ways.
Mm.
As we have highlighted things like the lust of the flesh, maybe your sexual immorality, celebrities, and so forth, and
And there's that thin line of wanting that and unaware that can actually be what leads me astray or moving me away from the Father. Because that way, we will end up we want to be tender and then this, you know, all this tender will be allocated to me and on. So these things or slightly hard the Kalohanya, but we tend to have that ignorance in us. And this is now what the scripture is warning us about. For that can lead us astray. And we thinking that maybe we are on the right path. We thinking that we pray, you know, we can make an example also about it's more than you know, things like that, you know. So it's important to what self denial is about.
Yes.
So it means now I've been doing this and I was comfortable with it, I was happy with it, but now comes an era of knowledge and I have to apply this knowledge that I have received. That is now what makes me to be born again. For now that I am born again, I'm a new creation. And in me being a new creation, when I look at the old, that which I used to follow, happy for foka, I no longer do it. So, but now I know for, this is not a life of you know. So these are the things that bring that. That denial, I no longer do things and operate the way I operated. Because maybe I could say, no, I can have many other girlfriends, and all that. But now that I found him, is it what would he be doing now? That is Yahusha. Is this how Yahusha conducted himself? And then the question is no. Then now, because I'm a new creation, I start to throw away. The old me has got to die. To say, hey, now my status has got to change. And not the WhatsApp status, but as what Professor said, the action status of saying now, I'm putting this, what I have learned, into practice, and now I start to walk according to obedience. Yes. I start to follow him because he's my lead. He set the example for me. Another scripture we could be able to look at is Philippians chapter number two, from number three. It says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, to the interest of others. So have this mind amongst yourselves, which is yours in Yahusha, who though he was in a form of Elohim, did not count equally with Elohim a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking a form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man and being found in a human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So, you know, this encourages me or us as believers to reject everything that is of selfishness and to adopt an attitude of humility, valuing others and serving them above their own desires.
Yes.
I think when we look at Isaiah chapter number 14, we have the adversary, we have the wicked one, who says, I will set my throne and be like the Most High.
Hey.
Right? So he brings the spirit of competition. He brings the spirit of competition. And these things at times we get to learn them at school because rapalisana. You know, it's about, you know, so and we start to instead of working together, instead of me having that self to be selfless and to deny myself other things, but then you find that I have the spirit of competition even amongst my siblings, you know, and those things later on you create things like that are called siblings rivalry. But if I chose to be a servant, if I chose to be in the likeness of the likeness of Yahusha, like he is in the likeness form of Elohim, but he still chose to walk in the obedient point of humility. Him being a king, but he chose a life of a servant.
Yeah.
Him not even riding on a golden cart or chariot, but he still chose to ride on a donkey. You know, it just shows that maybe not going to get a Rolls Royce or something or Maybach, you know, but with him. And he says, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to understand what I am about, you need to be like me.
Yes.
So there are things that we need to cleanse from us. There are wings that we need to chop. There are thoughts that we need to eradicate and how we operate in order to be his disciples. Because he even tells Peter or his disciples to say, whoever is like this child, will be the greatest. Because who knows scriptures best and what not? But he says, oh,
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this touching base on the issue of self-denial, what it is even all about. You can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And you can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear you.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Bulbit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Bulbit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe ukuphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo kusanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.